I'm traveling this week, so what better time to talk about the art of travel photography? I get this question all the time. Why is it that when we pull out our cameras or smartphones, our photos are never as good as the postcard? There's a simple reason. Those photographers took their shots at the optimal time, either early morning or the magic hour of sunset. You're probably snapping away at the worst time, the middle of the day. Now, I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You're listening to Talking Tech. Let's look at travel photography tips. Smartphone cameras are great, as good, if not better, than some of the recent entry-level point-and-shoot cameras. They get terrific snapshots in perfect light and do a better job than some cameras of adjusting for poor light, but they can't make magic happen unless you work the system. Two key ingredients for your travel photos, lighting and storytelling. Even with a smartphone, shooting when the light is optimum can make a world of difference. So try to get out there for early morning or late afternoon light. I try to do everything around 5:30 or 6 a.m. in the morning because it's really nice, quiet time. Nobody's out there. You've got the world to yourself and everything looks beautiful. My photo app of choice is Snapseed, which is part of Google's Nik collection, and it's free. There are many other great ones as well, like VSCOcam, Inlight, Camera Awesome, but none with as many options that I've come across. Fine Tune, Add Drama, Black and White, Adjust Selectivity. They're all there, and you can add frames to the photo, which will make it stand out against so many of the poorly lit and composed shots that you will see on Facebook and Instagram. Let's talk about storytelling. The art of travel photography is telling a story. This is where I went. This is what makes it special and why I think it's cool. You're subjectively saying all this with images instead of words. Some storytelling tips. Start with the welcome to sign. If you can't get that, walk around town and get it from somewhere else, like the local pharmacy, ice cream shop, chamber of commerce, bus stop, you name it. I like to capture fun signs, places, and things that remind me of the town. And of course, people. What is travel photography without candid shots of folks having a good time? Here they are frolicking in the water, surfing, riding their bikes in the sand, you name it. A camera with a good zoom lens will come in handy, but if you've only got the smartphone, use the best zoom around, which is your feet. Just get in a little closer. Those are some of my tips for great travel photography. What are yours? Let's talk about it on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Don't forget to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. And as always, please leave your review.